Baltimore Blues, A Tess Monahan Novel by Laura Lippman. Narrated by Deborah Hazlett. Disc 1.
Chapter 1. On the last night of August, Tess Monahan went to the drugstore and bought a composition book, one with a black and white marble cover. She had done this every fall since she was 6 and saw no reason to change, despite the differences wrought by 23 years. Never mind that she had a computer with a memory capable of keeping anything she might want to record. Never mind that she had to go to Rite Aid because Weinstein's drugs had long ago been run into the ground by her grandfather. Never mind that she was no longer a student, no longer had a job, and Summer's End held little relevance for her. Tess believed in routines and rituals, so she bought a composition book for $1.69, took it home, and opened it to the first page, where she wrote, Goals for Autumn. 1. Bench press 120 pounds. 2. Run a 7-minute mile. 3. Read Don Quixote. 4. Find a job, etc. She sat at her desk and looked at what she had written. The first two items were within reach, although it would take work. She could do up to 10 reps at 100 pounds and run 4 miles in 30 minutes. Don Quixote had defeated her before, but she felt ready for it this fall. Number 4 was more problematic. For one thing, it would require figuring out what kind of job she wanted, a dilemma that had been perplexing her for 2 years, ever since Baltimore's penultimate newspaper, The Star, had folded, and its ultimate paper, The Beacon Light, had not hired her. Tess slapped the notebook closed, filed it on a shelf.